If you have your Bibles, I want you to turn with me, please, to the book of Deuteronomy. We're going to be in about five or six different places in the Scripture looking at the word assurance today. And I guess if I was going to call the message, give it a title, I guess I would call it Blessed Assurance, to go along with the song and the songwriter's words. In Deuteronomy, chapter number, I'll tell you what let's do. Hold your place in Deuteronomy. I want you to go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 32. Isaiah chapter 32. Just hold, put your finger in Deuteronomy. We'll be back there in just a minute. And let's use this for a springboard this morning. Isaiah chapter 32 and verse number 17. If you would, stand in reverence to the Word of God with me this morning. Would you do that? All right. Thank you. In Isaiah chapter 32 and verse number 17, the Bible said, "And the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever." I love the fact that God desires for His people to have assurance. Assurance that this is the Word of God. Assurance that we have a purpose in the world. Assurance of our salvation. That we know that when we breathe our last breath here, heaven will be our home. If you have that assurance this morning, that alone is enough to thank God for forever and forever. You can be seated. Pray with me. Father, thank you today for the precious Word of God. I pray, Lord, today that something be said that would help us. Lord, I realize today that so many, Lord, they know you and they have that blessed assurance they lay down at night. Lord, they don't worry about their soul because, Lord, they know it's been committed into your hand for safekeeping. Others, however, Lord, struggle as they go through life. They struggle, Lord, with the questions, am I really saved? Do I really know for sure that heaven would be my home if I left this world today? And I pray something be said in the message, our Father, today that would minister to hearts. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. And I thought maybe God might be leading me to the book of John this morning. But I could not escape yesterday's devotion. And that devotion was geared around what I'm going to share with you this morning. Assurance is mentioned seven times in the Word of God. I didn't know that until yesterday morning. God just kept bringing me back and bringing me back. Finally, about 9 o'clock last night, I said, Lord, I give up. Amen. And I just want you to have your way. I've been praying. I've been begging God to show me. But there's somebody in this room today, and you have absolutely no assurance that heaven would be your home if you didn't make it home today. But I tell you, you can have. God wants you to have that blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. By the way, it is a foretaste of glory divine. Amen. I thank the Lord for that. The definition, I looked up the definition in Webster's 1828. And every time I think about Webster's 1828, I think about Brother Brian. Not this Brian, but Brother Brian Odell. Because as he taught, he would share definitions because in the Webster's 1828 dictionary, as they were defining a word, many, many, many times they used the Bible to help you to understand what that word meant. And I appreciate that. Assurance defined, it's the act of assuring or making a declaration in terms that furnish grounds of confidence. Did you know God wants us to have confidence in Him? He don't want us to doubt Him. He He wants us to have that confidence. The act of furnishing any ground of full confidence, and we'll be sharing this text in a while, whereof he hath given assurance to all men, and that he hath raised him, that would be Jesus, from the dead. Assurance is a firm persuasion, full confidence or trust. Notice these three words, freedom from doubt. You know what destroys a lot of marriages? Distrust. Amen? If I can't trust my wife and my wife can't trust me, can you imagine the schedule that I keep if my wife had to have her finger on everywhere I am at every minute? Oh, thank God for love. Thank God for love that trusts. Amen? Amen. Full confidence, freedom from doubt, certain expectation, the utmost certainty. In theology, full confidence of one's trust in Christ and of final salvation. Amen? I like that. I want to give you some things today, and I hope and pray to God that it'll help. Amen? And by the way, if you're here today and you have that full assurance, you need to thank God. I remember reading a literature by Dr. John R. Rice, a wonderful preacher from yesteryear. And he said, if you are one that never struggles and doubts salvation, he said, you are not in the majority. You're in the minority among God's people. And I hope today that God will say something that will be a blessing, that will be a help. The first thing I want to mention today is the absence of assurance. There's something about the law first mentioned in the Word of God, and the first time the word assurance is mentioned in the Word of God, it's not talking about the presence of assurance, but rather the absence of assurance. It's talking about it in the lives of the children of Israel. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28 for just a moment. I think you'll see this. I don't think it'll take long at all to get you the picture that God wants to paint for us here. The Bible said in chapter 28, verse 1, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shalt thou be, shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of the ground, the fruit of the cattle, thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Here it is. God is teaching the children of Israel right here through Moses that if you walk with me and walk in obedience, then you can have assurance. But watch this. Go with me towards the end of the chapter, please. Well, let's go back over here in verse 15 for just a moment. Just read a verse or two here. But it shall come to pass if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord. See the difference? Assurance comes when you are hearkening to the voice of the Lord, and assurance disappears when you're not hearkening, not listening to the voice of the Lord. It shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe, to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. And by the way, can I say this? I believe doubt is a curse. I do. Amen? God don't want us to live under that shadow. He wants us to live under his blessings. Amen? And he said here, go with me now to chapter number 28, just over towards the end of the chapter. I'm just getting enough to paint the picture. The chapter's rich. You ought to read it all. Amen? But in chapter 28, verse 65, and among these nations shalt thou find no ease. Here it is now, if you're walking in disobedience, he says there's going to be no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a place of non-assurance. Amen. And so, here's my point. If you're here today and you're saved by the grace of God, God's never going to save you again. He can't. It's impossible. If you need to be saved, He's never going to give you assurance. But if you need assurance, amen, and you're already saved, He's never, beloved, listen, going to save you again, so to speak. You're born again. You're born once, amen, in the flesh, and you're born once in the Spirit. And I hope and pray to God before I get through, the Lord will just pin this down and help somebody today. Because it's torment not to know that you know that you know that heaven will be your home when you leave this world. Amen. Oh, I wish I could have heard years ago what I'm going to preach today. Amen. Listen, it's a blessing. I'm going to give you something now. Can you see that where the absence of assurance comes in? So somebody gets saved, genuinely born again, saved. They trust Jesus. They're not trusting the preacher. They're not trusting a water hole. They're not trusting a church. They trust Jesus to be their Savior. And then they begin to drift. All of a sudden they ain't praying like they used to. All of a sudden they ain't reading the Bible like they used to. All of a sudden their church attendance drops off. Well, guess what? That's disobedience. And no wonder assurance goes away. So you can be genuinely saved and not have assurance. Amen? And you can think that you're in need of assurance when you're in need of a Savior. Amen. I don't know your heart, but God does. God knows your heart. God knows my heart. Amen? And so let's give you some things today that I hope will help pin this down. Number one, I'm going to give you five things, so pray for me. Assurance is a result of the gospel's peace. It's the gospel that makes the difference. Jesus died for our sin according to the Scripture. He was buried, and He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. You could ask some people to share their testimony, and they could talk for 15 minutes and never mention Jesus. If that's your testimony, you're in trouble. Amen. You say, Pastor, you going to heaven when you die? Yes, I am. How do you know? It ain't got nothing to do with preaching. It ain't got nothing to do with praying. It ain't got nothing to do with reading the Bible. It ain't got nothing to do with trying to be a good citizen or a good daddy or a good papa. I take you back to a day when I accepted Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. That's why the Bible said, and the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Now listen. Listen, I'm going to share this. Don't worry about it if it don't fit you. But I was riding down the road one day. I was a good church member. Oh, I was so active in the church. If I told you about my schedule, it'd drive you crazy what I was trying to do. I was trying my best to be a good man, be a good daddy, and be a good husband. There's a difference between trying and trusting. I was riding down the road one day, Brother Chris, and one of them old preachers got on there and said, I've been saved. And I can't remember exactly how many years, but there's a bunch of them. 30, 40, 40, 50 years. And I never doubted it. Now, I don't make it a habit to look at the radio and talk to the radio, but I looked over at the radio and I said, you're lying. And a lot of people would think, but you know what I have to say? God saved me on February 22nd, 1987. I don't know how many years that is. I ain't got a calculator with me. It's almost 40, ain't it? 27 be 40 years. I'll be 40 years old in Jesus next year. Amen. Now listen, I ain't never doubted it. But I'm in that minority. I'm in that minority. Amen. I can say that this morning. Some of you say, you're crazy. Amen. You have. Oh, I've doubted a lot of things. But there's two things the devil's never been able to touch. I got saved that night. And about a month later, I went down between two pews praying and come out preaching. I've been preaching ever since. Oh, the devil, he rides. But them two things, beloved, they awful slick. He slides off real quick. Amen. Thank God. Assurance. And the work of righteousness. Here's the thing. They asked Jesus, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And Jesus said, believe. This is the work of God, that you believe on Him whom He has sent. That's where people get all messed up. They think that our works will produce assurance. No, 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 no. Our assurance will never be found in our performance. It's found in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and Jesus alone. Amen. Assurance as a result of the gospel's peace. Listen, how many of y'all know what a meat thermometer is? Oh, I only know because I watch my wife. And I watch my son. My son loves to grill. And I love to eat. I love my son. But he's got this meat thermometer. And I mean, Mark, he does it all. I mean, he knows just where he wants that temperature to come up to. He sticks out. You say, where in the world are you going? I'll tell you in a minute. Keep you in suspense. Amen. But he sticks it in there. You know what that meat thermometer does? It tells you what the temperature is on the inside. Oh, I tell you what I'd love to have sometime. I'd love to have a Christian thermometer. Something I could stick in people and tell you what the temperature is on the inside. Amen. But guess what? I ain't got one. But guess who does? The blessed Holy Spirit of the living God. Amen. He looks down inside of us today. He knows our very heart, the very thoughts and the intents of our heart. And He knows whether we have assurance of salvation. Assurance, confidence in Him. The work of righteousness is a result of the gospel. And then there's assurance not only as a result of the gospel's peace, but as a result of the gospel's provision. The Bible said in Colossians 2:2 that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, unto all riches of the fullness of understanding, and to the acknowledgement of the mystery and of the Father and of Christ. The full assurance of understanding. What does God provide in this verse? He provides comfort. How many remembers when the Lord saved you? Amen. Listen. That was a comforting thing. Amen. To know my sin's gone. Amen. My sins are forgiven. Amen. My name's written in heaven. He's now my Father. Amen. I used to tell the men in prison, I traded daddies when I got saved. Jesus said, your father the devil, he always lied to me, amen. But I tell you, I got a father now that never lies to me. A father that loves me. What a blessing that is. He provides comfort and then He knits us together in love. I tell you what, it ought to help you with assurance. Listen, if you're here today because you have to be, that's one thing. But if you're here today because you get to be and because you want to be, that's another thing. Brother Brian, it didn't take me 10 years to learn how to love you. Amen. Even when you was hurting me. He was my physical therapist when I had a bad wreck. Amen. Believe it or not, I looked at him and he stood me up the first time and it took my breath away. He's standing there saying, breathe, breathe, breathe. I finally set me back down on the edge of the bed and I finally got my breath. I said, you ever had the breath knocked out of you? Thinking back, it's funny because he's thinking, I'm going to haul off and clean his plow. But what I was trying to do is teach him something. When you get the breath knocked out of you, you're not choosing not to breathe. You can't breathe. Amen. The gospel's provision, knit together in love, a full assurance of understanding. You know what I've understood all these years? That Jesus is the one that does the saving. I couldn't save myself. He had to do the saving, amen. And guess what? He has to do the keeping. I couldn't keep myself saved 30 minutes. Amen. But thank God I know whom I have believed and I'm persuaded that He is able to keep that which I've committed unto Him against that day. Persuaded. There's that word. Assurance. Oh, I remember Brother Keith preaching that message about our soul. You remember that? He said, oh, you can keep it to yourself and you can try to take care of it. He said, or you can put it in the hands of Jesus. And then, the most precious thing you have, beloved, is your soul. Are you trying to take care of it or have you put it in the arms of Jesus? Committed it to Him. And then the Bible said the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. The Bible said in 1 Timothy 3:16, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up to glory. That's a mystery. But thank God we that are saved have believed that. Throw me that water down there, Brother Rick. I need a drink of water. Thank you. That was a good catch. Amen. Assurance is a result of the gospel's provision. Thirdly, assurance is a result of the gospel's power. Let me ask you something. Does any man have the power to break another man's heart? You know who broke our heart over our sin? It wasn't a preacher. Now, he might have been proclaiming the Word of God, but it was the power of the gospel. Listen to what the Bible said. You remember over there they were worshiping. They had an idol built to the unknown God over there in Acts chapter 17. Listen to what the Word of God said. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now, commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. That man is Jesus, whereof he hath given assurance to all men. I know this. I'm not going to stand before a preacher. I'm not going to stand before a priest. I'm going to stand before Jesus. You say, Pastor, where's the assurance come from? And that he hath raised him from the dead. And did you know, because he got up, I have blessed assurance, Brother Mike, that I'm going to get up. Amen. I'll share that with you after a while. Amen. Thank God today for the assurance that God gives. Amen. That through the gospel of the Lord Jesus. Hey, listen, we need the gospel. And people need the gospel. They don't need to hear what we think. We need to hear what God said in His Word. I love the phrase over and over and over in the Old Testament. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord. Honey, that's what's going to matter in the end. What thus saith the Lord. Paul said, for our gospel came not to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. In other words, Paul wasn't standing up there preaching with a question mark. Paul was standing up there preaching with the anointing of the Holy Ghost with an exclamation point. He's saying, this is the way it is. Ask me how I know. Well, I was riding a horse one day. I was going down the Damascus Road. And I tell you, I ain't never met no power like that power. Amen. That power come in contact with me, and you know what? I was going to get me some more Christians and kill them and persecute them. Amen. But now, I'm trying to get people to be a Christian. Amen. What changed, Paul? I'll tell you what changed. The gospel, the power of God unto salvation. Amen. To everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. Paul told Timothy, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. I want to encourage you, if you weren't here Wednesday night, to listen online to Wednesday night's message. Did you know that I found out that in 2025, 1 year, 380 million Christians were persecuted in the world. 4,400 Christians in 1 year died for their faith. I want to ask you something. If you were put on the spot today, would you deny or would you die? You think about that. Is he real to you? Is he that real to you that you would rather die? One of the instances was there's Caesar, and you just got to do a little incense and say Caesar is Lord. And they wouldn't do it. The Christians wouldn't do it. And they died because of it. I'm telling you today, beloved, listen. In order to do something like that, you'd have to have assurance. Amen. Listen, be like that old preacher, you can't scare me with heaven. Amen. Amen. They take my life, I'm going to heaven. Amen. Assurance is not only a result, beloved, of the gospel's peace and a result of the gospel's provision, a result of the gospel's power. Do you see that's the gospel? It's all about the gospel. It's all about Him. It's all about the person of the Lord Jesus. Assurance is a result of the gospel's person. Listen to this text. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, watch this now, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Let me say this. You and I, any of God's people, are never going to walk with God the way that He wants us to walk with Him unless it's personal. You say, Pastor, it's been a long time since I draw near to God. Let me tell you why. You don't have that full assurance. Did you know He wants you? Listen, my grandchildren are going to visit from North Carolina a couple weeks in a row. It's going to be kind of brief visits. But listen, you know what they do when they come to the house? First thing they do is they find Mama and Papa. If I'm sitting there in my recliner, one of them jumps up on one arm, the other one jumps up on the other arm. You say, Pastor, why did you say that? Because Papa likes it. Did you know that God likes it when you jump up in His lap? When you draw near to Him? Did you know, listen, the Bible said, whatsoever is not of faith is... So when we're not believing, we can't draw nigh. Do y'all see that? Listen, there's a distance, amen, between us and Him if we're not trusting Him and in His person alone. Let's draw near, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Watch this now. For He is faithful that promised. I think we heard a song not too long ago. I've not always been faithful, but He has. Let me tell you something else about His faithfulness. He always will be. He can't do anything but be faithful. Amen. So assurance is a result of the gospel's person. It's about Jesus. It's not about our performance. It's about the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, let me say this to you. You remember David, when David got messed up in sin, and Psalm 51, he repents. One of the things that David did in that chapter, in Psalm 51, he said, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. David was in a place of fear. Why? Because David was acting like the children of Israel over here that I started the message out about. There was none assurance. And that's why he comes and he says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Don't take thy spirit away from me. Oh, beloved, I believe with all my heart that God wants us to have that blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Not blessed assurance, I go to Bible Way. Blessed assurance, I'm a good daddy. Blessed assurance, I read my Bible. No, blessed assurance. I ran into a lady, you probably know her, Brother Brian, and I'm not saying this in any racist way, but she's a black lady. And I ran into her yesterday in Wilcox Hall. And I've run into her before. Because as soon as I come down the hall, she looked at me and said, I'm a Christian. I like it, amen. She's not ashamed. And you know, I got to talk. She said, I walk with Jesus. You probably know who I'm talking about, don't you, brother? Amen. And I stopped there a minute and I said, you know, the Bible teaches that Jesus is a good shepherd. And I said, He gave His life for the sheep. I said, the Bible teaches that Jesus is the great shepherd. He gives His life to the sheep. I said, it teaches He's the chief shepherd. He's coming again for the sheep. But I said, you know my favorite shepherd, honey? She said, what's that? I said, He's my shepherd. She done one of these, woo! Right there in the hallway of Holston Valley. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Is he your shepherd this morning? If he is, you can rejoice. Assurance as a result. Number five and lastly, of the gospel's promise. Hebrews 6:11, the Bible said, and we desire that every one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope. Listen to these words, unto the end. If I know my heart, I know the heart can be deceitful, but if I know my heart, I want to finish well. Did you know, Brother Brian, that very, very few people, maybe my pastor, and he's still living in North Carolina, but very, very few people are going to remember how I started. But there's going to be a multitude that's going to remember how I finish. Don't you want to finish like Paul? Say, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness. I see you nodding, Brother David. I tell you, it's going to make a difference for our children and our grandchildren. We don't need to fall out now. We need to have that full assurance of hope to the end. Go all the way. He went all the way to Calvary. Let's go all the way for Him. Amen. The Bible said, watch this now. This is painting the picture of this last thing, the gospel's promise. And now, little children, abide in Him. See, to abide in Him means you draw near, listen, and you stay there. And there ain't no place in this world like being near Jesus and having Jesus near you. Now, little children, abide in Him, and when He shall appear, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. I don't know about you, but I know it can be either way. Jesus is going to split the eastern sky. If we're doing something we ain't supposed to be doing, looking at something we ain't supposed to be looking at, listening to something we ain't supposed to be listening to, and then on the other side of that coin, if we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing when He comes, we're going to be ashamed before Him at His coming. But I tell you what, if you're doing what you're supposed to do, loving Him, amen, loving others, telling others the old, old story, when He comes, there He is. Glory to God. I've been looking for Him. I've been living for Him. Amen. Watch this now. Go with me to 1 Thessalonians 4:13. Brother Chris, I need to remind you to remind me before I leave the pulpit. Not right now, but I got an announcement I need to make. It just came to my mind. 1 Thessalonians 4. Normally, this text is only read at a graveside or a funeral. But the Bible said, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you saw or not, even as others which have no hope. Now here's the key. For if we believe, here's the gospel. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now watch this. He says, wherefore, comfort. Did you know the only way that these words can be comforting is to have blessed assurance? Jesus is mine. Comfort one another with these words. I believe these words that I just read have a twofold purpose. They comfort the believer and they convict the unbeliever. Behold what manner of love that the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth Him not, because it knew Him not. Listen, beloved, now, right now, are we the sons of God? It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Now listen here. The Bible said in verse 3, and every man that hath this hope in him, if you have assurance today, here's why. Because you want to be like Him. Every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure. The person that's just walking haphazardly through life, don't care. Don't care what they do. Don't care where they go. Don't care what they drink. Don't care what they put in their body. Don't care what they look at. Don't care what they listen to. They're never going to have blessed assurance. The person that has blessed assurance is one that says, Lord, I know that I'm not all I should be, but Lord, You're everything. You said You ever were and will be forever. Amen. Can you see the difference? If I'm looking in the mirror looking for assurance, I'm looking in the wrong place. Did I say this right? Did I do this right? Honey, forget all that junk. It's what you did with Jesus. You received Him. You're heaven bound with the hammer down. You reject Him, and you'll bust hell wide open if you don't get right before you leave this world. Amen. God loves you this morning. God don't want you living in doubt and fear. You know what the Bible said? Perfect love. Come here, Brother Vince. You know what perfect love is? Hug me. Now watch. In other words, He wants to be close to me, and I want to be close to Him. And you know what God said perfect love does, Brother Vince?
Casteth out fear.
Thank you, brother. It casteth out fear. You don't have to lay down afraid at night. You don't have to walk through life. Am I? Am I not? You can know. These things have been written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have. I used to take his shoe off and say, fellas, I don't think that's a 13. I know it is. I don't think I weigh no 200 none of your business pounds. That's right, I'm looking right at you, Mike. I know I do. I don't think I'm married. I know I am. Amen. Y'all see the difference? I don't think I'm 66 years old. I know I am. And God wants you to know that you've been born again. Know that heaven will be your home when you leave this world. Let's bow for prayer. Come on, Brother Dale. If you can't sing this song from the heart, my prayer is that before you leave this building today, you'll be able to sing Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed all over the church, please.